Welcome to Disruptive Branding by Saffron Brand Consultants. In this podcast, we will share the most important insights that we have gathered from several decades of working closely with some of the world's most disruptive brands. We will show how every business, startup to enterprise, can design its brand using disruptive thought and action. From how-to sessions with members of our executive team to conversations with our clients, learn firsthand how to position your brand to compete with disruptive challenges and to challenge and disrupt yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Paula Molina. I am from Medellin, Colombia, and I am an intern at Saffron Brand Consultants. Today, I'm taking over in order to showcase life at Saffron from the intern's perspective. As the end of the summer approaches, we thought we'd recognize the effort and value that the interns at Saffron have brought to the table by talking to some of our past and current interns at a two-part edition of our Life at Saffron series. So if this is the first time for you listening to this, you should know that we have a first part in which we featured three separate conversations with current interns at Saffron. So today's episode is really exciting. It will actually feature the highlights of two conversations with two ex-Saffron interns who have been hired and are currently working as junior strategists. Their names are Juan and Judith, and they're working with me here in Madrid. Hey! So it's really nice talking to you today.
Well, hello. First of all, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure. My name is Juan Quijano. I was for 9 months, I think, from September to April, an intern in the strategy department in Saffron. Before this, I had an internship in a lobbying place.
Hi Paula, it's really nice to meet you. My name is Judith. I am part of the strategy team at Saffron. So my career started back in university when I took business management for my bachelor's. Mm-hmm. That was back in Manila in the Philippines. And then after that, I started working in the digital marketing field, taking various roles in Manila as well as other places in Asia, such as Macau, and working with clients in Hong Kong and China. And after that, I wanted to further my studies or my specialization. So I decided to take a Master in Visual and Digital Media at IE University here in Madrid. So the Master in Visual and Digital Media actually has a partnership with Saffron Brand Consultants, mm-hmm. where each year an internship is given to one student in the master's. Mm-hmm. And so for my intake, I was given the chance to do that internship with Saffron Brand Consultants. And so I started as a strategy intern. I learned a lot within that 6 months. And afterward, I was able to get a full-time position as a junior strategist with Saffron.
So let's go back to your intern days. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience as an intern here at Saffron, what it was that you did, and what you learned from the whole experience overall?
Backtrack to 1.5 years ago when I first came to Saffron. I was really honestly intimidated and amazed by the talent here. Mm-hmm. Because you come in, I came in as a strategy intern. I must say that I learned a lot within those 6 months because of the immersion that I got within the projects. Saffron gives great opportunities to interns, and it's really up to you to run with the opportunities. Let's say you're given a task or a project, there's enough freedom to really run with it.
So I remember when I just started here, that same day I think that same week, I met up with some friends to grab a beer, and I was telling them, guys, I know I want to work here when I'm done with internship. I had it so clear in my mind that I just wanted to be here because you feel so welcome here and you feel like your job really, like what you do as an intern, it's really appreciated. And as we discussed before, you really feel like you're a part of the group and that you're not there because your uni requires you to be there. You really feel that your ideas or your work is appreciated and heard. And then you also have the possibility, which is, this is quite rare in the at least in my experience, to show your ideas to people who are way above you. I mean, I've talked about my ideas to people that are like, they are running the company and they heard me without a problem and they were super open to what I had to say. And even I proposed an initiative and it was heard and it was actually developed to a point. And I think this is unique, and this is really appealing to someone who's thinking about getting an internship.
Do you perhaps have any interesting anecdotes about your time here?
Yes, of course. There's this moment that I will never forget. It was a few months ago that we were working with this delivery company. And, you know, in projects at the beginning, you need to get to know it very well. So one of the parts is a full immersion in the brand. And this brand was very oriented, or wanted to be very oriented, in their delivery staff. So me, as a good intern, what I had to do was to be at 5 in the morning in the outskirts of Madrid in order to meet with the driver, with the delivery guy, and spend the whole day, which was a cold, rainy day, of going through Madrid and going from home to home or from office to office, just handing out the product. And I remember I ended up in this house. It was a couple, it was a marriage, and they were quite aged. So I was there at 10 in the morning, and they were in their pajamas having breakfast, and I was thinking to myself, what am I doing here? And yeah.
So in this episode, as opposed to the last one, I'm actually interviewing two people that work in strategy. And what I've noticed about strategy here and strategists here is that they're always trying to tackle the why. So I thought from a strategist point, it would be very interesting to see how you interpret the why of what Safran does. So why do you think branding is important and valuable to your clients and to the world, and most specifically brand strategy, which in the end is what you do as an individual?
Have you noticed that brands work almost as people? Like they have their own personalities and their own identity and their own way of seeing life and their own way of acting? Well, that's not because of sheer luck, it's because there's a lot of work behind it. As a strategist in the branding world, what we do is we take the necessary steps in order for a brand to reach its desired personality and its desired modus operandi and its desired perception of in the market. I think we make really valuable work, because even if it's a quite abstract concept, branding really really appeals to humans, because we love hearing stories and we love identifying ourselves with groups of people and with things. So what branding does is it gives the brand some certain personality traits that really that you can really fall in love with, or you can really feel that you are in a community, which, for, as I said, for human psychology and anthropology, is basic to engage with something commercially.
So in the Master in Visual and Digital Media, we actually had professors mm-hmm. who are from Safran Brand Consultants, so it's Fernando and Luz, who held classes with the masters. And as I was learning from that class, the brand strategy class, it changed my perception of brand and really surfaced the value of brand in businesses and how brand could really be a tool or a means to an end, and really has to work hand in hand with the business, because you can't brand yourself as something that you're not offering. So as Safran says, a brand needs to be authentic, relevant and differentiating. But what I want to talk about is more of the authentic part, because what makes a brand true is what it can actually do, what value it can offer to customers. Because brand really is that thing that helps connect the business to its audiences. One thing that brand can really do is build that loyalty within customers. An effective brand then helps the business last in the long term in terms of the relationships that they build.
I like that. Like, imagine a world without brands. It would be just...
A world without brands is like a world without individuals.
Without personalities.
Individual faces or individual names. So, yeah.
Okay, so moving on finally to one of my last questions. I've found it really interesting to see how Safran defined its essence and personality through the phrase brutality and charm. And it's always really cool to see how different people sort of interpret this phrase and how they see it come to life within Safran and within themselves. So what can you tell me about this?
Yes, I remember. I think that was actually one of the comments of one, or like a review of one of the clients, is that Saffron is perfect balance between brutality and charm. And my personal experience with Saffron, it is true.
Does it come from the people? Maybe the method?
I guess a mix of everything. A mix of, you know, the legacy of, let's say, Wally Allens and all the thinking. But really, it comes from the people. You really experience it when you're inside, really working on the project. In order to deliver something great, there's a lot of work and really pushing the limits that comes behind it.
Even if you are an intern, or even if you're at the lowest position in Saffron, if there's something, if you're in a project and you're discussing an idea that really doesn't fit with what you think should be there, you really have the chance to express yourself and to maybe debate that idea and even to changing the idea, because people are always super open to listen to you and to really take your opinions in, and once again, you feel heard and you feel that even if you're making a bold change or a bold statement, you will never be judged by it. That's what I think being brutal in this case means in the inner level. And I think the charming part applies more to the exterior, but it's the same thing with the brutality. I think from us to our clients, we always export a few really bold ideas that may not be the most comfortable at first, but they're really appreciated afterwards.
I think because you're as an agency, having that brutality, having that kind of like, even not just within the teams, asking questions within the teams, making sure that everything is really accounted for, challenging the ideas, taking it to the next level, it really requires that kind of brutality of, you know, like, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there more? But even when it comes to handling clients, it can't be always charm, because if you're just always trying to just please the client, then what value are you adding? As an agency, you're hired to further the thinking of the client and really provide the solutions and really question how clients are handling things, or let's say how their brand currently is and what needs to work, and be that person that would surface all of those things that needs to be fixed. Okay, so I answered the brutality inside. But I think the charm also comes into play, because in order to work with clients, you also need to build a relationship with them, build the trust that, hey, we are actually here to help you, not just to please you.
Being just a charming branding agency is quite boring. I mean, everyone knows what you want to hear, and everyone knows what's it to be said. But mixing both and having a bit of what you want to hear and having a bit of the truth and of what really matters in that case is the perfect mix that I think really adds value to our work.
Okay, so to sum it up, what I really enjoyed about talking to you is that I feel like for an intern, the best case scenario is that they really, really, really end up liking the place where they interned at, and that eventually they end up getting hired, which was your case. Can you tell me a little bit about this experience, this transition, how it happened, and why do you think it worked out both for you and for Saffron?
I think in order to understand how the whole process went, you need to look at both parts, both my part and how Saffron viewed me as an intern. As I was saying before, the first day I arrived here, I'd read the page of Saffron, I had read what they did. And I instantly fell in love with the company and its values and what it stood for. So that day I ended up grabbing some beers with some friends. And I said to them, guys, I really want to work here. I'm going to give them my best. And I know I'm going to end up working here. And they laughed at me and said, man, it's too soon. Don't say that yet. You may end up not liking it. But I was convinced. But I had to prove myself and then I had to let them know that I was a valuable asset for the company. So I've obviously, as the whole internship process goes, I started having lighter duties, and my apports to the group were a bit smaller. But then as time passed, I think in my humble opinion that I started showing that I did good works, and they started giving me bigger and bigger projects. By the end of the first semester, I mean, my internship was only supposed to be for one semester. I was really looking to stay for longer, even though my uni was getting harder and harder, but I really wanted to stay here. So I asked for one of my bosses for a meeting and told her I really want to stay here and keep working here for a few more months. And she was super happy about it, and she told me that they were expecting me to tell them that I wanted to work here, and that she was going to tell me if I didn't tell her. So she was very happy. So I ended up prorogating my internship for 4 more months. I mean, in the last 2 or 3 months, people started like saying as a joke first that they wanted me to work here, and they wanted me to become full Saffronite, as we say. And as time passed, and I kept delivering projects at a well pace and well done, the comments were more and more serious, until one day I ended up a pitch for one of my bosses, and she asked me what I was going to do after uni, after summer. And I told her that I was originally looking for other places to work at, but my crush was so big on Saffron that I stopped looking at things. So basically she offered me the job, and then we started talking about when I would join and all the conditions. But yeah, I was super happy to know that finally my dreams or my desires came true, and that I landed one of the things I like most about what I've done in my life, and directly after uni. I mean, I think it's a pretty lucky situation, and I feel super blessed and appreciated. And yeah.
Okay, so how I saw it is that the internship was a way to kind of learn the ropes of the full-time role. And so throughout the 6 months of being an intern, of course, I learned a lot from the people that I worked with. But as well, it's a chance for me to show what I'm capable of, and to also step up and show that the company can take a chance on me, and also to see if the culture is a good match. As I see it, it's not as if the transition from being an intern to a full-time strategist was a big change, because I saw that the internship was kind of like preparing me to take on the full-time role.
So this is everything for today. Thank you so much for everyone listening, for having me as your host of this two-part segment of the Life with Saffron series. It's been my pleasure, and I invite everyone listening to go ahead and check out the rest of the episodes of the Disruptive Branding Podcast. It is very interesting, and there's truly so much to learn from all of the knowledge that the Saffronites have to offer. Have a great rest of your day, and hopefully see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Disruptive Branding. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe and do leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps other brand lovers to find us.